lots of talking. So are y'all ready to share some observations? Interpretations? Who wants to start? What's your first interpretation here? Okay. So verse 4 is probably a wrap-up of everything. Because there's a certainty in what he's getting ready to say. Okay? What other observations? Y'all all came up with that one observation? Yeah. Can you put it back up? There we go. Okay, did y'all hear that? He's a really good example to us because he is going by other people's eyewitness accounts, right? So it takes a lot of faith, and just like we have to have faith to hear what Luke is telling, Luke had faith to hear what the eyewitnesses were telling him. Makes you want to keep reading. You get starting to get drawn in. Which is a great lesson for us. Did y'all hear that? You may have been taught things, but that doesn't necessarily always equate to knowing things. And I think that's going to be a really good lesson in Luke because we've heard these stories, we've been taught these stories, but with a little bit deeper look at them, we're going to be able to come to know them in our hearts a little bit better. Is that what you said? Okay. Very good. Of the Bible. Right. So we must always, in anything that we're taught, our way to measure and confirm that is to dig into the Bible and see that the Bible is our measure of what is right. What else? Okay, this tells us something about the character of God because the promises that were made in the Old Testament, they're now being fulfilled. So that tells about God's character, his faithfulness. What else? That's right. Right. So he's taking an opportunity to put down into writing what's being heard by these eyewitnesses, not just for Theophilus, but now for all of us. What else? No more? Okay, Jillian. Yeah, it's a really good tool. He talks about the things that are being that have been fulfilled. So now we want to know what those things are. So we're being pulled into that. Okay, so those were our interpretations. So now we're going to move on to application. And I know this is everyone's favorite part. Because this is the part where you say, but what does this mean to me? Now, I think, for me anyway, this actually ends up being the most important part of my lesson. Having said that, I will tell you that it is also the most difficult part of my lesson. And rarely does it come to me right away. I mean, I wish I could just sit down and go, observations, interpretations, applications. But more often than not, I can get through the first part, and there's this big blank column for days that doesn't have anything in it. Occasionally, I'll come up with something right away, and that's like, woohoo, I did it. But more often than not, it doesn't come in. So you have to pray about it, because let's face it, this is the meat of what we need to do, which is apply these prescriptions for life to our personal life. So just give yourself a little bit of grace. Give yourself some time and some space. And just pray about it. Hopefully, with Julianne's encouragement, because these lessons are long, y'all will have started your lesson on Thursday, the week before, and done a little bit each day. So you can be praying over it the whole time. And you may be surprised when this application comes to you, because it's usually something that we don't want to hear. You know, it's some place where we're really called to grow. Now, what are we going to do with these applications? What we want you to do with these applications is make them very personal, make them measurable, make it something that in a week, whatever your time frame is, you can go back in that time and see that you've made that application in your life. And a good way to do that is to tell someone else your application and ask them to hold you accountable. Say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do this week. This is my application. Would you please check in with me next week and make sure that I've done it? Now, that's not so that we can scold you or do whatever. That is just because I think everyone needs accountability in their life, because usually the application is not going to be, it may be some wonderful fun thing, but it also may be something that's going to be a little bit different. And to have a sister in Christ praying for you and rooting for you and maybe nudging you is going to be helpful. So let's see what we can come up with some applications right now. So when you're talking about these and someone says, I think it's this, say to that person, okay, how are you going to do that specifically? Tell me this week how you're going to do that, when you're going to do that, or exactly what it is that you're going to do. This will have a little bit more time to discuss, but I want to see what y'all are going to come with first, and then maybe we can clarify exactly how to make you accountable to your application. So good luck. And don't tell me nothing's coming to any of you, even though I said it may take time.